Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Gregory. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Paul Gregory. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Firpo Marbury. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Firpo Marbury. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Seeds reaches second base with a double. Hayes scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seeds scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch bunts towards first. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb bunts towards the mound. Marbury fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Marbury. Kress moves to third. Grubb moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory strikes out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-1 in the game. Funk hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kress scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin bunts towards the mound. Gregory fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cronin scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fothergill for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury strikes out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gregory can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rice moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hayes. Rice moves to third. Meyer moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice scores. Meyer moves to third. Mainisch moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive towards first. Sullivan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. one out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Funk. West reaches second base with a double. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bluge bunts towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. West moves to third. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. West scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Senators, 3. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 0-for-1 in the game. Marbury strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory is 0-for-1 in the game. Gregory hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gregory for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Funk hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Spencer and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gregory fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-2 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Spencer and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gregory fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. West hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling juggles the ball. That's an error on Appling. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bludge bunts towards the mound. Gregory juggles the ball. That's an error on Gregory. West moves to second. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. West moves to third. Bludge moves to second. Two outs. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 0-for-2 in the game. Marbury hits a pop-up towards first. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress bunts towards the mound. Marbury fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to second. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Carey Self pinch hits for Paul Gregory. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Sullivan moves to third. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Funk hits a pop-up towards third. Bludge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Red Faber now pitching. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Rice reaches second base with a double. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer bunts towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to third. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 4-3, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cronin. The throw from Grubb and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Joaquin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Grube and he is safe. QL steals second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. West hits a line drive into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 0-for-3 in the game. Marbury hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.